I am Daniel Foley from the Abundant Life Training Center, and welcome to our daily communion time, where today we're talking about all things at all times. We're going to be taking a look at 2 Corinthians chapter 9, where it says that God is able to make all grace, or is able to bless you, so that you have all sufficiency at all times and in all things, and can abound to every good work. And typically we view this verse as talking about finances, but I've learned that this verse can be applied to all things. If you need enough time, you need enough peace and joy or money or health, whatever it is that you need, he can make all grace abound to you. So having enough, all things at all times, you can abound to every good work. And we're talking about how to apply this. How do we see this flowing in our lives and in other areas other than just money as well? But let's get started with prayer. If you're new to us here, the way we do these daily communion meditations is we start with our 30-day prayer challenge prayer, which is about a 2-minute long prayer, mostly of scripture, coming from Ephesians chapter 1 and the prayer of Jabez that's found in 1 Chronicles chapter 4. And then we take a couple minutes to do the other half of prayer, to get still and to listen and to examine ourselves before we get into our time of communion today. But let's get started with the prayer. Heavenly Father, I just pray for everybody who's watching or listening and all of their families, their friends, everybody connected to them, and all of our church and governmental leaders. And Father, I just thank you for releasing us from the darkness, transferring us into the light, into the kingdom of your dear Son. I thank you for your purpose and grace given to us in Christ Jesus before time began. And Father, I just keep asking that you, the Father of glory, would give us the spirit of wisdom and revelation so that we would know you better, that the eyes of our hearts would be enlightened to know the hope to which you've called us, and the riches of your glorious inheritance that is in us, and the immeasurable greatness of your power to us who believe, the same power that you exercised in Christ when you raised him from the dead and seated him at your right hand, far above all rule and authority and power and dominion and every name that is named, not only in this age, but also in the one to come. And you put all things under his feet and made him to be the head of the body, the fullness of him who fills all in all. Father, I ask you to bless us, to bless our time here together today, to expand our borders and our territory, to expand our capacity to receive your purpose and grace and your love and your goodness, and to let it flow through us so that we do good and are a blessing to people all over the world. We ask you to keep your hand on us, help us do today what's right and best in your eyes, and to do it with peace and joy and confidence in you. And we ask you to stretch out your hand to heal and do signs and wonders and keep us from evil and pain. Through the mighty name of Jesus, amen. So we're going to go through the other half of prayer. So our first thing we want to do is let's get positioned in the light. We've been released from the darkness, transferred into the light. How are we going to do that? First thing, we got to make sure forgiveness is flowing. If this grace is going to flow, so that we have all sufficiency at all times and all things, that forgiveness has to be flowing. That's one of the key pieces that must be in place first, which means we have to receive that forgiveness from God. So if there's anything you just need to go to God to, it's better to run to him rather than away from him. Go to him. You'll always be given grace and mercy. And then we got to let that grace and forgiveness flow through us. We often put the pressure on ourselves. We beat ourselves up. We don't forgive ourselves. We put all this pressure on ourselves and criticize ourselves and condemn ourselves. And we got to take that pressure off. We got to let some things go. We got to release some things. Just like God has released our sins, he's rolled them away. He's washed them away. And then that forgiveness has to flow through us to other people, giving other people the same grace and love and forgiveness that God has given us. And so there might be some things you have to release. We're holding things against people. We got to release those things. We got to let go of them, to truly walk in this forgiveness, because that's where the grace is. We can't access this grace unless we are walking in forgiveness continually. Walking in forgiveness and love, those are two huge keys to this. And then we can stay in the light by focused on what we're grateful for. What are the things that you're grateful for? Just taking a second to recap, and if you can write them down, it's even more powerful than just thinking about them. What are some things you're grateful for just over the last 24 hours? Things that went well, ways you saw God coming through. And then what progress did you make over the last 24 hours? What steps forward did you take? What progress did you make over the last 24 hours? It's good to fix our minds on the things that are going well. We often focus on the darkness, all the things that are wrong, all the things to complain about, how far we still have to go, we're not there yet, all these types of things. We can focus on the light, focus on what's going well. And then how are your emotions over the last 24 hours? We talked about yesterday, what's playing on the TV on the inside in your imagination? That's one of the biggest keys to turning your feelings and your thoughts and these types of things is what's the images that you're playing on the inside? And are those images causing you to be in a continual state of peace and joy? Of peace and joy. We begin to play these images. I want you to think about this. When you begin to play this image on the inside of you, that God is able to make all grace abound to me. So that having all sufficiency in all things and at all times, I can abound to every good work. When issues and problems start to come at you and you begin to play on the inside the video rather than of, oh, I don't have enough. I can't do that. I don't have enough time. I don't have enough money. I don't have enough patience. I don't have enough this, whatever. You begin to play that video on the inside. It says, wait a minute, God's with me. He can make all grace abound to me. He can do more than I can do. He can make all grace abound to me. So having all sufficiency in all things, all times, that's a different video. We can begin to play that video on loop mode, on repeat, on the inside all day long. And all of a sudden, when these issues and problems come out of you, this is what comes out of your mouth. That's actually where this video came from. I had more to do than I thought I could get done in a day. And I found myself meditating on this verse, repeating this verse, rolling it over in my mind, speaking it out loud, that God can make all grace abound to me so that I have all sufficiency at all times and all things. And when you begin to focus on that, you begin to meditate on that, you begin to magnify that rather than the issues and the problems, a whole new level of peace and joy begin to come into your life. And then what are the things that you know to do? What are the things that you know to do? And there's two categories I like to think of. What needs to happen? What are the things that need to happen today? Not that we're unsure of, not that we're fuzzy on, not that are out in the future. What needs to happen today? And those are usually things that have to happen to be a good steward of what we currently have going on in our lives. And then what do we want to do? Usually those are things that are looking out toward the next level, things that we want to get done, things that are preparing us for where God's taken us. And we need both of those. Now, often I've found it's very rare to find somebody who does a good job on both sides of these. It's very rare to find somebody who does a good job on both sides of these. They usually get pulled off onto one or the other. They're focusing over here, doing what they want to do, and the things that they need to do kind of begin to slide. Then people that are just so focused on doing what needs to get done, they never do look out at the future. They get caught up in the day-to-day. You have to have both of those. And I've seen this even in relationships. Usually one person, let's say in a marriage, in a relationship, usually one person is more focused on the vision and where they want to go. The other person's more focused on the day-to-day, assuming they're trying to get things done. In a business relationships, you often see one person's the visionary, one person's the day-to-day. You got to have both of these and you got to work them together. And God is able to make all that grace abound to you so you can get it all done. And then what is God teaching you? What's the most important things that he's showing you over the last 24 hours? And I like to think of two areas again. What adjustments need to be made in the current level of what we're doing? What adjustments and corrections is God prompting in your life? And then what are the new things that he's teaching you? The new directions, the new lessons, all the new visions that he's teaching you and showing you. What is he teaching you and showing you? If you'll take a few minutes, just every day, to get still and to listen for a couple minutes, it's his voice that leads you. From Job chapter 36, from the jaws of distress to a spacious, beautiful place, free from all restriction and your table laden with choice food. But it's his voice that leads you. John chapter 10, Jesus said, it's his voice that leads us along that path. And we got to take that time every day, just a couple minutes, maybe 5 minutes, set a timer on your phone and just write down whatever comes to mind. Just begin to ask God these questions, begin to write down whatever comes to mind. And he'll begin to lead you to this beautiful place, I believe. So let's take a look at this scripture from 2 Corinthians chapter 9. And just a quick reminder, you know, our target, our goal in life is to make other people great. We've got two sides of this. We want to magnify God's name. Bring glory to his name. Make his name great. It's interesting. I've been thinking about it a lot lately. In my book, 7 Dates with Jesus, we talk about, in Hebrew, the word for son or God's child, he calls us his sons or his children. The word for son in Hebrew is a builder of the family name, is what that means. It's a builder of the family name. You're building his reputation. You're making his name great. We're magnifying God and making his name great. That's one side. The other side is we're making other people great around us. We become the servant of many and we make people great around us. But God takes us on this path in the middle to make us fruitful, to multiply us, and to increase us greatly as we go through that progression. And usually it requires childlike faith and saying yes to a bigger vision, childlike faith and humility. It requires understanding gentleness, that God takes us on this gentle path and we have to learn to be more gentle ourselves. It requires practicing and teaching, doing the things that you know to do, consistently executing those things, executing them with a good attitude. And then at some point, you got to begin to teach them. You got to begin to teach them to other people. And then you got to figure out a way to increase it greatly. And it's actually God that causes it to happen, where it begins to increase greatly and you become the servant of many, not just one or two, but the servant of many. So we're going to take a look at this passage of scripture from 2 Corinthians chapter 9. It says, there's no need for me to write to you about this service to the Lord's people, for I know. Actually, I'm jumping ahead here. I'm going to start in verse 6. It says, remember this, whoever sows sparingly will also reap sparingly, and whoever sows generously will also reap generously. Each of you should give what you have decided in your heart to give, not reluctantly or under compulsion, for God loves a cheerful giver. So God's talking about our giving from the heart. That should come from a heart commitment, a purpose we've committed to in our heart to be a blessing, to do good. And it says, and God is able. You make that heart commitment to do good, to be a blessing to people. Here's what's going to happen. So first, you got to make that heart commitment. My goal is to do good. My goal is to be a blessing. And you walk in that forgiveness and you walk in that love. Here's what happens. And God is able to make all grace abound to you. Some versions say to bless you abundantly, so that in all things and at all times, you can have all that you need. And you will abound to every good work. As it's written, they have freely scattered their gifts to the poor. Their righteousness endures forever. Now he who supplies seed to the sower and bread for food will also supply and increase your store of seed and enlarge the harvest of your righteousness. You'll be enriched in every way, not just finances, but every way, so that you can be generous on every occasion. And through us, your generosity will result in thanksgiving to God. This service that you perform, we make that heart purpose to magnify God, to make his name great, and to make other people great. This service that you're performing is not only supplying the needs of the Lord's people, but it's also overflowing in many expressions of thanks to God. Because of the service by which you have proved yourselves, others will praise God for the obedience that accompanies your confession of the gospel of Christ, and for your generosity in sharing with them and everyone else. And in their prayers for you, their hearts will go out to you because of the surpassing grace that God has given you. Thanks be to God for his indescribable gift. So let's look at the progression here. First progression, we're walking in forgiveness. We're walking in God's grace and forgiveness continually. It's receiving it from God, giving it to ourselves, taking that pressure off of ourselves, giving it to other people. And then we make this heart purpose to do good. Make a commitment in our heart that we're going to do good for everybody we encounter. And we're going to do it to magnify God's name, to honor him, to walk in that same grace and love he's given us, and to make other people great. You make that heart commitment. I'm going to do good every opportunity that I have. And I'm going to sow heavily into doing good with whatever way that I can. What's going to happen? God is able to make all grace abound to you. So having all sufficiency in all things and at all times, you can abound to every good work. So all things at all times, that's enough patience. That's enough peace. That's enough energy. That's enough health. That's enough time. That's enough resources and finances. All things at all times. He can make this happen through you. Now, how do we do this? I think number one, you got to fix your mind on that. I want you to begin to meditate on this concept. God is able to make all grace abound to me. So having all sufficiency at all times in all things, begin to just recite that consistently. We got to meditate on this thing. And then you're going to find that when issues and problems come at you, you're going to find that it comes out of your mouth. Wait a minute. God's with me. He's able to make all grace. This is no problem for him. And you've got to begin to meditate on that consistently so that when things come at you, you're ready to go. You've got to store it up in your heart. And that's just what comes out of your mouth. That's what automatically comes into your mind. That's what's been playing on the TV on the inside of your mind all day long. God is with me. He's able to make all grace abound to me. And then you're ready to go. So we're going to take communion here over this. And we're just going to be receiving this promise today. That God is able to make all grace abound to us. So having all sufficiency at all times in all things, we can abound to every good work. All the promises in Christ are yes and amen. And communion is a time. We can create a marker in time, a memorable point in time where, hey, wait a minute. I received that promise from God. It's a turning point in our life where we receive this from God. And now we're going to walk in it from this point on. And every time we take communion, it's just this opportunity to just meditate on God's steadfast, unfailing love and his mighty works. That he loved us so much, he was willing to send his one and only son for us. And if he would do that, how would he not freely give us all things and all things to enjoy, even it says. He can make this grace abound to us. And nothing is impossible for him. He's given us everything he has. He's given us his love, his power, his spirit, his kingdom, his peace, his joy, his energy, his health, his finances. He's poured it all into Christ for us. We can begin to walk in it by faith. We've got to begin to meditate on this. God told Joshua, you meditate in my word day and night and you'll have good success. Begin to meditate on this scripture. I believe it will be very helpful for you as you begin to walk out your days. But Heavenly Father, we just thank you for this bread and what it represents. We thank you that on the night Jesus was betrayed, he took the bread and said, this is my body broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me. And they told his disciples, take it. Receive that he makes you right with God, that God wants to help you. He's given you his love and his grace and his goodness. And he wants to make this grace abound in your life. Just simply receiving that. This can be a marker in time. Wait a minute. I'm letting go of the old ways. I'm going to begin to receive this. And a huge piece of letting this grace flow through ourselves is understanding that it's not dependent on me. This is about what God can do. It's learning to take the pressure off of myself and stop looking at what I can do and start looking at what he can do through us. But we just thank you for this bread and we ask you to bless it in Jesus' name. If you have your bread, you can take your bread. Then after supper, Jesus took the cup. He said, this is the cup of the new covenant in my blood, poured out for the forgiveness of sins for many. It's this new covenant. We're going to be letting go of the old, where all the pressure was on us and what we could do in our own strength. We're going to be embracing and walking in this new covenant, this new way of living, where God's going to make all this grace. Our job is to walk in forgiveness and love and set that heart intention to do good and to do it cheerfully. We do that. God begins to make all grace abound to us. Father, we just thank you for this cup. We just ask you to bless it in Jesus' name. If you have your juice, you can take your juice. So now it's about walking it out. And I think the most helpful thing to help you walk this out, get it purposed in your heart to do good all the time, walking in that love and forgiveness all the time. And then we got to begin to meditate on this. Begin to roll this scripture over and over in your mind throughout the day. Play it in your mind like a video. on repeat, on loop mode, over and over and over again, so that it just begins to come out of your mouth naturally. But I hope this has been helpful for you. If you'd like to learn more about partnering with us in the Abundant Life Blueprint, you can go to our website, theabundantlifetrainingcenter.com.